open doors, leading you down into my core. Will I become so numb without a soul? My spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and the show Offsides, a look at college football's top 25 plus 5 with me, Michael Bejas, your host and producer tonight. And then right afterwards, I'll let Austin say it. He's right after the show is going to be his show, which is a look at pro football. And if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, I'm going to tell you we have a bunch of great shows out there now, all the way from America's Funniest Online Dates to Bare Knuckles Radio Show to the Fishing in Florida Show, Money and Change Radio Show, the Red Pill Reality Show, Spiritual Freedom Show, Take Point 22, which will be here at 8 o'clock tonight, and the Brighter Life Show, and of course, Offsides. And I'm going to tell you, we're growing, and we are growing fast. We've got more shows that are going to be coming up on the station, and I'll tell you what, we have kind of revamped and done a bunch of stuff that is going to enhance us to make it more and just more inviting for you all. Plus, we have merchandise, so if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you can shop, you could buy our merchandise, it helps us stay on the air, and you know what, it sports us around, which we really appreciate and love, because there's nothing better than seeing, but I'll listen to your brutal out there. absolutely brutal out there, and you can't really gauge in Carolina, the Gamecocks. And don't under... So, you know, there's just... It's a tall order for South Carolina. Let me focus this one over. And we've got some great, great games coming up. And I'll tell you what, every week John does this. And we've been doing this. I've been following him and doing this stuff and making picks and everything like that. I think I'm in third place or second place all time. I might be in second place. I don't know. Marcus is creeping up on me fast. So we'll see. But here it is. Here's John's his picks for what he wants us to pick between here for week three. Alabama is facing UL Monroe. Of course, I'm taking Bama. Georgia is at South Carolina, and I'm taking Georgia. Clemson is at Louisiana Tech, and I am going to take Clemson. Oklahoma State, well, this is a no-brainer. You know, they're at Arkansas Pine Bluff. Ohio State is taking on Toledo, and I'm going to take Ohio State. Michigan, well, they're taking on UConn, and I'm taking Michigan on that one. Oklahoma is at Nebraska, and I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure that the Salvation Army could beat Nebraska right now. So I'm taking Oklahoma. BYU at Oregon. We're going to find out how bad the Ducks are or how good BYU is. It's such a tough one right there, but I'm taking BYU. Actually, no, I'm not. I think I'm going to take Oregon on that one. I am. I have to. I'm swapping that out. I'm taking Oregon over BYU, John. Michigan State at Washington. I'm going to take Michigan State. Utah at San Diego State. I'm going to take Utah. Wake Forest at Liberty. I'm going to take Wake Forest. Ole Miss at Georgia Tech. I'm going to take Ole Miss. Penn State at Auburn. We're going to find out if Penn State's for real or if Franklin just doesn't have them where they need to be. We're going to find out. I'll go ahead and I will take Penn State. Texas A&M at Miami, Florida. You know what? I'm taking the Hurricanes in this one. USC at Fresno State. I'm taking USC because I think that Lincoln has really got them rolling. And I think that they're for real. And... Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. North Carolina State at Texas Tech. And you know what? I'm going to take North Carolina State. Iowa State at Ohio. Ohio is not a weak team. I'm just going to tell you that right now. They are not a weak team. They're a very good team. Iowa State, I don't know what to think of them. It was really a toss-up on this one. I'm going to have to take Ohio. I think Ohio can beat them. Iowa at Nevada. I'm going to take Iowa. Nasty defense. Boy, nasty defense. Kentucky at Youngstown State. I'm going to take Kentucky. Youngstown State is another team that they're a giant killer. And you know what? They're always good. But I'm going to take Kentucky. Baylor at Texas State. Whew. Can they rebound? This one was tough. I'm not sure they can. I think I'm going to take Baylor in this one. Cincinnati at Miami of Ohio. I'm taking Cincinnati. Arkansas at Missouri State. I'm taking Arkansas. And, of course, Air Force at Wyoming. You know, well, the Cowboys are tough. But I think I'm going to go with Air Force. And Marshall at Bowling Green. I am on the Marshall train. I'll tell you what. Well, we'll talk about that one in just a bit, too. And then... He's got his extra ones down here, which is Purdue at Syracuse. I am taking Syracuse. Kansas at Houston. I am taking Kansas. Mississippi State at LSU. I'm going to take LSU. Western Kentucky at Indiana. I'm taking Indiana. And Florida State at Louisville. This was really tough because all of a sudden Louisville came out of nowhere too, and I'm not sure what to think of Florida State. So I'm going to take Louisville. And I'll take Louisville there. But that is going to be my picks for you, John, so you have that. And I'm sure that you hear that one. Anyway, I have them written down. So, anyway, but let's take a look at the top 25 plus 5. And I gave this a lot of thought. I was looking, you know, we had the college football rankings, the, you know, top 25. And they had some different rankings than me, and I just wanted to let you know right away they did. And I'm going to read off their rankings right away. They had Georgia at number one. They had Alabama at number two, Ohio State at number three, Michigan at number four. They had Clemson at number five. Number six was Oklahoma. Number seven was USC. Number eight, they had Oklahoma State. Number nine, they had Kentucky. Number 10, they had Arkansas. Number 11, they had Michigan State. Number 12, they have BYU. Number 13, they have Miami. Number 14, they have Utah. Number 15, Tennessee. Number 16, welcome to the top 25, Tennessee, I called that. Number 16 was North Carolina State. Number 17 was Baylor. Number 18 was Florida. Number 19 is Wake Forest. Number 20 is Mississippi. Number 21 is Texas. Number 22 is Penn State. Number 23 is Pittsburgh. And by the way, what a game. Whew. Number 24 was Texas A&M. And number 25, they have Oregon. I disagree. We'll just we'll lay that right on the line right now. I disagree. You know, the top 25 at this point in the season is more of a courtesy, as I like to say. It's more of a fantasy. You really can't tell who's who yet. We're not there. It usually takes 4 or 5 weeks, and then we start to get a pretty good idea of who is rolling and who is not. And for me, they just kind of put these guesses out there. I don't think that they even realize at that point in time, and they're just kind of dumping it out there. But I see some big flaws, you know. So we're going to take a look at it right now. Number one for me, Georgia, the Dogs, man. I got to tell you, they are rapidly getting better and better, and they're just biting people along the way. And I think they're going to continue to do so, to tell you the truth. That defense is extremely stingy. I mean, when I say stingy, I mean, they're so tight, you're not going to get a grease BB up their butt. They are just, I mean, stingy. Number two, I'm sorry, I'm going with the Buckeyes. I know what happened with Notre Dame, but here's the bottom line. You ever get those teams, and we've seen this year in and year out, they get hyped up for a game, like really, really hyped up for a game, and they come on out and they lay it all out in the field, and of course they lose, but the next week they're just depleted. I mean, and it happens so many times. We saw it last year. We've seen it the year before. We've seen it throughout time. And that's just the way it is in college football. Some teams can just rise up and give top-tier teams a heck of a game. That happened with Notre Dame and Marshall, except for one problem. Marshall just straight kicked their butt. And so I'm going to be keeping my eye on Marshall because I'll tell you what, we've seen them before and they could come alive. So it's going to be interesting to watch them. I'm going to keep my eyes on them. So I'm keeping the Bucks at number two. You know, they're still a tough nut to crack, and that's how I feel about it. Bama, they're number three. There's no question they're tough. They were there, but they lost this game. But somehow they won the game. So now there's an elephant whisperer coming into the SEC, and its name is Texas. So what a game. Oklahoma. Well, the Sooners have guns, and now we're shooting up the place. You know, I got to tell you, when you sit there and your defensive coordinator bolts to Oklahoma and takes over on a college football team that wasn't depleted, that the cabinets were full, Brett Venables has them going in directions that they should go, and it's called winning. And Oklahoma does what Oklahoma does. They win, and they're just they're doing wonderful. USC, this is what happens when you get a good coach and you have so much talent in a place like California. Hey, guess what? Who knew it? You could win. And USC, man, they are war ready. And rebuilding Rome or California right now. Teton, You know what the problem with Michigan is, that team up north? You pick a quarterback, okay? Because all the conflict is going to do is cost you on down the road. Not that that hurts my feelings. It does not. But we'll find out if the Wolverines have bite or not, or whether they set themselves up in a trap. We'll find that out. Clemson. They look real, but we shall see. If they are real, or, you know, are they just a stuffed tiger? We're going to find out about that one. I've got them ranked at number 7. Number 8, Oklahoma State. Well, this just may well be the Big 12 champion. I'm not sure, but they're going to have to get past Oklahoma to prove it. And Texas is not going to be an easy, you know, that's a block, a stumbling block right there too. So if they want to be a Big 12 champion, they're going to have to get past them. But right now I've got them ranked at number 8. Number 9, I have Arkansas. You know what? Hey, they had two tough games, and they won both. And I mean, Arkansas is looking really, really good. So we'll kind of see where they're going and everything else. Michigan State, this is one of these teams. I know Michigan State in the past, but you know what? Beat Washington. Okay, beat the Huskies, and you can stay here. I'm going to keep you at number 10. You lose, and I'll drop you like a hot potato. Number 11, Kentucky. Who? Yeah, Kentucky, the Wildcats. You know that team in Kentucky? Who'd have thunk that? I'm going to keep you at 11. Number 12, Miami. I feel like there's a storm brewing fast in the ACC. And because there's a bunch of teams there that can knock off other teams, it's actually looking like a much tougher conference than in years past. Miami is looking good, so we're going to see how it goes, and we'll follow them along, and we'll find out if they're a Category 1 or a tropical storm. We'll see. They might even be better than that. Number 13, Utah. I'm not going to punish Utah for losing a game to Florida that they should have won, too. But the Utah Utes, I believe that they're going to be number 2 in the Pac-12 when all is said and done, but they're going to be behind USC. I think USC wins the Pac-12. And don't even talk to me about Oregon, okay? When you get thumped, and you get thumped that bad, you do not belong. That's all I got to say. Number 14, BYU. The Cougars looking good as always. You know, they're one of those teams that they usually win more games than they lose. So I'll tell you what, they're looking good right now. They're undefeated. Number 15, this game, I watched this game, and it was Tennessee. I have Tennessee ranked number 15, and I'm going to tell you why. I watched them play a hard-fought game against Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh, and I'm just going to – they just didn't give up, and they kept fighting. Both teams did, as a matter of fact. So both teams really were playing just a great game. Number 16, Pitt, the Panthers. Man, the Cats got game. And that's all I can say is they looked real, real good. And we'll see how the injury reports go and everything. But Slovis is, he was wonderful. We're going to just see how that goes. I hope remains healthy because I really do like Pittsburgh. Nobody gives him credit, but I do. I give him credit. Number 17, North Carolina State. Always at the top of the ACC, but never seem to stay there. Can you hold? That's my question for you. You know, can you stay at the top and can you hold there? Number 18, Penn State. You know what? Beat Auburn. Talk to me. I want to know where you're at, Franklin. Okay, if you want to be a good elite team, then you should be expected to win these games. Okay, this is a mediocre Auburn team, and if they give you a fight, then I got a lot of questions for you. There's no reason. Penn State is not the Penn State of old as of late. You better turn it on, because the Nittany Lions, if you want to get past War Eagle, you better turn it on. That's all I can say, because even a mediocre Auburn team seems to be giving a top-tier Big Ten team a problem. There's no excuse for that. Number 19, Ole Miss. Well, for now, they're going to stay at 19. I'll see how they do. We'll check them out. We'll see. Rebels, what can I tell you? Number 20, Texas. You blew it. You blew it. But you know what? Sarkisian, it's all right. Welcome to the top 25. I'm putting you at number 20. Listen, you had the game, man. Okay? And when you got the other team, and Alabama, you better not be bragging horns down or anything like that kind of crap and garbage. Because I hate to tell you this, but you're full of caca. And you know why? Because they had you beat. So, Texas, you're at number 20. Still can't believe you blew it. My goodness. Number 21, Florida. Now the Gators. You might just be a pair of boots this year. Who knows? Maybe some kind of a wallet or something else. We'll see what they make out of your skin. Then again, you might be real. But we're going to find out. So far, hard to know. Number 22, Texas A&M. Oh, Jimbo. Did you not learn not to mess with Appalachian State? What did you think the Mountaineers were, a joke? Have you not seen them slay Goliath over and over and over and over and over again? It's a continual problem. This is why you don't play a team like Appalachian State, because they'll just beat you up. And if you're not paying attention, whew. Oh, and you weren't, by the way. So you kind of got what you deserved. You're at number 22. Yes, you fell that far. Number 23, Appalachian State. You will move up. I have no doubt in my mind. You keep playing football like that, you're going to be in the top 10. No question about it. Baylor. Hey, guess what? Bear spray works, because they went down too. And we're not going to talk about that anymore. It seems you got outspeed. That's what happened there. 25. You know what? Everyone wants me to put Oregon here. Show me what you got, or I'm done with you. But frankly, I don't think you belong there. I think Marshall belongs there. Win again, and you are definitely in the top 25. All right, here is my five afterward. Florida State. Well, you know what? You get scalped, I'm done with you. That's it. You'll be out, and you can go in the others list. Syracuse. I like the Orangemen. They're tough. They're fast. And I think they're going to give another strong team in the ACC. So I'm liking the ACC a little bit more at this time. Iowa, the defense is nasty, but your offense, oh, God, you suck. That's all I got to say is you suck on offense. Again, here's Marshall. Win again, you are in the top 25. And Cincinnati, well, that's those Bearcats, and I'll tell you what, Luke Fickell has them. He is just managing to put together a good defense, and they play tough, and I really like them. So I'm not giving up on them. Cincinnati's going to be a force to mess with. Now, if anyone has any questions about Notre Dame, I don't want to hear it, okay? Until you actually show me something, I believe Ty Buckner's out. He's for the rest of the year. That's done. We're done with them. They will probably lose about three more games, I think. We'll find out. But anywhere in this world that you're playing college football, I'm going to be watching. And we're going to be having another top 25 next week. And we're going to do it throughout the year. And John, I hope you got my picks. But in case you didn't, I'm going to go over them real quick one more time. Taking Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Oklahoma State, OSU, Michigan, Oklahoma, Oregon, Michigan State, Utah, Wake, Ole Miss, Penn State, Miami, USC, Texas Tech, Ohio, Iowa, Kentucky, Baylor, Cincinnati, Arkansas, Air Force, Marshall, and Cuse, Kansas, LSU, Indy, and I'm not taking Florida State. After that, hey, guess what we got coming up next? And I'll tell you what, it's going to be right here. We're going to have a little a little break for about 2 minutes here, and then a Slobber Knocker with Austin Neely. Guess what? He talks pro football. So, and he has got, well, he's got just a whole bunch of information, and he's a lot of fun because he really knows his pro football. So y'all better pay attention here. Anyway, that's coming up right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we shall be back. I wanted to thank you all for tuning in again this week to Offsides. And in about 2 seconds here, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back with Slobber Knocker. Thanks, guys. And don't forget, Take Point 22 is coming up at 8 o'clock right afterward, actually at about 8:05. So we'll see you then. And we'll be back with Austin Neely.